In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is the last Sunday in October. And for us here at St. Thomas, that means today is our ingathering, where we will collect the pledge cards that we've been bringing in or mailing in or brought in today and place them upon the altar to ask God's blessing upon them and upon really our gifts. And so we've been talking all October about the spiritual discipline of giving. And not just giving, right? We've been talking about perspective, about trust, about paying attention, and about being ready to say yes to God. Because stewardship comprises all of these things. Stewardship is about turning an entire life toward God. And so I love that our lectionary for today includes this gospel reading from Matthew chapter 22, where Jesus talks about the greatest commandment. Now, you may remember the last few weeks, the religious leaders of his time have been asking Jesus questions, testing him and trying him. And even, as Deacon John pointed out last week, asking loaded questions to which there was apparently no right answer. But this time, the Pharisees, who are already convinced that their greatest treasure is the Torah, this Holy Scriptures, the law of God, they ask him an easy question. They toss him a softball. They say, what is the best of the Torah? What is the most important commandment, the weightiest commandment? What is the creme de la creme? And Jesus says, oh, that's an easy one. Right? There's one pair of verses that were repeated daily then and even today. In Jewish homes and synagogues around the world, they are repeated every day. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ohavta es Adonai Elohecha, V'chol levavecha, U'v'chol nafshecha, U'v'chol me'odecha. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your breath and with all of your mind. So it has always been central to be God's people to love God. That's what it means to be God's people. And not just to love God, but here we're told three times to love God. Right? Scripture is meant to be heard more than it's meant to be read. And so when the Hebrew scriptures want to emphasize something, they repeat it. And so it's not just love God, but love God with all of your heart. Love God with all of your passion, your ganas, your attention, your desire. All of your heart. And love God not just with all of your heart, but with all of your soul, all of your breath, all of your life, all of your existence. Love God with all of your soul. And love God not only with all of your heart and with all of your soul, but with all of your, the Hebrew word is ma'od. Sometimes we translate that strength. We heard in our gospel reading it was translated mind. The standard Hebrew lexicon defines it as muchness, or force, or abundance, or exceedingly. Ma'od. God has given you not just a heart, not just the breath of life, but also ma'od, force, muchness, abundance, exceedingly. And all of this God has created in a package that is you. And God has said that is very good. And so life as a Christian, life as God's people, means to love God from top to bottom and from start to finish with everything you've got. Now, because the Pharisees offered him such an easy question, Jesus gave them a bonus answer. He said, that's the most important commandment, but the second one is just like it. It's connected. You can't even hardly separate them. The second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this was not a surprising or revolutionary response for Jesus to make. Right? This was familiar to anyone who had read the scriptures. Jesus is not quoting the New Testament here. This is an idea that is found throughout the Bible. There's this command to love, to be just, to treat well, not just your brother or sister, not just your family members, not just the people who live next door, but also explicitly the stranger and the alien who lives among you. They are mentioned over and over in the Torah. And why do we treat these people well? Why do we love even the stranger and the alien? Is it because God wants us to be winsome? No. The reason given in Scripture is because, says God, I am the Lord. Because God is God. Because that is God's character. That is God's nature. That is God's essence. That is who God is. And if that is what it means to be God, to love even the stranger and the alien, then that must also be what it means to be God's people. Those who would follow God, those who would love God, those who would live as God lives. And so this month, we've been talking a lot about stewardship, and we've been talking some about pledges and these pledge cards that we place upon the altar. And these indeed are our practical expressions of our turning our whole selves to God. And they are a recognition of the abundance, of the ma'od that God has shown toward us. And how it is now our privilege, our opportunity to choose to turn some of that ma'od back to God's purposes. God gives us choice, right? God gives us freely, and freely lets us choose what to do with what we've been given. Love cannot be forced. It's like an adult child whom you no longer say, we're going to eat together as a family this evening. But instead you say, we're going to have dinner and we would love for you to join us. Right, that is the grace of God shown to each of us, giving us both knowledge and will, and especially choice, to love. Hear, people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your ma'od. Amen.